All right, Thanny, here we go. There are a few lines that I might not get just right because I'm trying to say a lot in a short period of time. But you'll have the lyrics, so you'll know what I'm trying to say. So here we go. Again, lyrics can be tweaked, and, you know, this is still a draft, but it's an idea, it's a concept, and I hope you like it. And here we go. On my knees in prayer, I arise with hands raised. Looking to the sky, I see the Ancient of Days. Offer joy, life, love, and even more than I've ever heard. I fall on my face and say, the Lord is my shepherd. I see him guide and lead me through the hills and the valleys, even through the darkness of the streets and back alleys. Even through the corners of my mind that do haunt, he whispers that he's there and that I shall not want. Soothing my soul, taking control. I feel him come arrest me with a peace I'd never known. How could it be? A wretch like me, he'd wrap his arms around and lie me down in pastures green. I can't believe. Can you even see his love for you, the orphan stranger, and the one that we've never seen? Proven to me every day is the greatest of all fathers. With his gentle hand, he leads me by the still waters. So for a refrain, I'm thinking something like, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my healer, restoring my soul. Maybe say that again, but just something light and easy in the refrain because the lyrics are kind of so intense. So here we go, verse 2. Every day I live the life and times of I, myself, and me. Daily face the treachery of sin, self, society. Stumbling, falling, bruising, scarred, and failing to reach his goal. He raptures me in healing grace and daily restores my soul. Because daily there's a choice we make to listen to his voice or follow dictates of this world that lead to no good choice. Because the adversary rages and leaves nothing in his wake, but he leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yet the battle is fierce. The war is real. The accuser plots on every side and never sleeps to kill and steal. Like a roaring lion seeking destruction with every thought and every breath. But even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, if God is for me, who can come against me? Though a host of demons ascend, shall my heart be trembling? He didn't even spare his own son. Ain't it plain to see? I will fear no evil, for you, my God, are with me. Interlude, verse 3 coming up. Maybe there's some kind of bridge in here. I don't know. And if I stray from the straight and narrow, what should I receive when I let my guard in a good place to the enemy? What shall I expect from you, my God, who sees everything? You're reaching out your hand and your rod and staff comfort me, and then you pick me up and place me on a seat of royalty. You say that I'm your heir and seated with you in the heavenlies, that no weapon formed a name that you will ever be prospering, for you prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies, and you come to me ever gently. You place your hand upon my head and turn my eyes to thee. You anoint my head. The oil flows down. My cup is overflowing, and in your presence I'm crowned. I'm overwhelmed and full of every good thing, and Christ surely is goodness and his mercy for the days of my life. To live and laugh and love and learn shall be my endeavor. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.